and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. On this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication.
Thank you.
declarest thine almighty power chiefly by showing mercy and pity, mercifully grant unto us such a measure of thy grace that we, running the way of thy commandments, may obtain thy gracious promises and be made partakers of the heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Confessional reading this morning from the Article 28, Chief Articles of the Faith, Ecclesiastical Power. Peter forbids bishops to be lords and to rule over the churches. It's not our design now to wrest government from the bishops, but this one thing is asked, namely that they allow the gospel to be purely taught, and that they relax some few observances which cannot be kept without sin. But if they make no concession, it is for them to see how they shall give an account to God for furnishing, by their obstinacy, a cause for schism. Here ends our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7, reading from verse 1 through verse 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers, forever and ever." So far, our Old Testament reading. Epistle reading is from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in Corinth, chapter 12, reading from verse 1 through verse 11. "Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God who worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the same selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." So far, our epistle reading. Gospel according to St. chapter 19, verses 41 through 48. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave thee in one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein, and them that bought, saying unto them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. And they could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. So far, our gospel. We join in confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. epistle reading from Paul's letter, first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. And I'd like to call your attention at this time to verses 4 through 7. Therefore, I make known to you that no one, speaking by the Spirit of God, calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Please be seated. Paul, in this first letter to the Corinthians, is concerned with the divisions within the congregation in Corinth. Immediately after his opening greeting, he has this to say: Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. And so he goes on dealing with many of the causes of division. And now, as he is wrapping up his letter, in chapters 12, 13, and 14, he deals with divisions amongst the people in the congregation over the question of spiritual gifts. They seem to be of great concern. Three chapters deal with this, and it's followed up by his beautiful resurrection chapter, which has blessed the church throughout the centuries. So we get in chapter 12, he begins with what has been recognized as the church's first confession. First creed: No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit. That creed is Jesus as Lord. In his letter to the Romans, Paul expresses it this way: If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so he goes on through these three chapters. Those of you who have been to a few weddings know that the 13th chapter is the love chapter, right? That brief 13 verses talking about love. You think of love as one of the spiritual gifts. Paul clearly does, but of course he's talking about love that isn't what we see on the Hallmark Channel. He's talking about love as God so loved the world and gave himself, sent his only begotten Son. Christ loved, God loved us, even that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's the love that Paul is talking about. He introduces that spiritual gift, if you will, by saying the things he's just talked about. He says, let me tell you something greater. And he talks about love. And he winds that up by saying, these remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And the reason that love is the greatest, of course, is that faith and hope are time-bound, earth-bound. We only need faith now, because then we will see by sight. Hope is simply the promise, the conviction of what will be. It is not yet there. Love is the greatest of those, because it is eternal. And so
Paul, excuse me, begins this discussion of spiritual gifts and uses this beautiful illustration, the verse following our text today. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So also is Christ. Members of his body functioning together in the body. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. Diversities of ministries. The translation I just read, service, is probably a better translation. Diakonos, where we get our word deacon. It's serving. Diversities of serving, but one Lord. And of course, the gifts that each receive are for their own personal benefit, of course, but they are manifestations of the Spirit for the profit of all, for the body of Christ. God works all, in the church, the body of Christ, as Paul describes it, and has worked the primary spiritual gift in all believers in Christ. The primary gift, faith, belief, by which we can confess Jesus is Lord. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul talks about that by saying, by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. That service that Paul is talking about. Many different gifts, many different needs in the body of Christ, many different services, but all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the manifestations, the showing of the Holy Spirit working in us. There was a funeral here yesterday. The people who served the lunch afterwards, the people who cleaned up the mess, if there was any. Servants manifesting the gift of the Spirit. The preacher in the pulpit who preached the sermon and conducted the service, the same. An instrument of the body of Christ, serving his will and his service. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for those good works. When you make confession of your faith in the Nicene Creed or the Apostles' Creed, or simply by confession of word and deed, to family and friends and neighbors, you are expressing your gift, your spiritual gift, within and for the body of Christ. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost art one God, one Lord, and in the confession of the only true God we worship the Trinity in person and in unity in substance, of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Lord.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. The body of Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen. Amen. True body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. Body of Christ, given for you.
Christ,
given
into death.
Jesus Christ,
in
his
body,
shed the
true
blood,
Lord,
Savior,
that
soul.
Body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith of the life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
steadfast in the true faith, life for us. Go in peace.
Strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith of the life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat the body of Christ, given.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was shed.
Thank you.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love towards one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.